another nigga in the news. Now, I've been kind of... I'm really happy she here to discuss this. I want to talk about Amber Rose. Amber Rose have been on a couple of podcasts here recently. The bitch don't usually do that. She was on Drink Champs. You know about Nori and Drink Champs?
Nori and Drink Champs?
Noriega. You remember Noriega?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He got a podcast called Drink Champs. She was on there.
I heard about it, but I didn't actually see it.
I'm going to tell you what the bitch said on it. You know what I'm saying? And then she was on Everyday Struggle with the Complex of the Academics and Joe Budden.
Joe Budden, yeah.
All right. When she was on Drink Champs, she said that, you could only be her man if, you was famous. You had to be famous and paid.
Damn.
Right. Because regular niggas don't understand.
Oh, right? Her lifestyle?
Right. You can't understand the lifestyle, what I go through, my demands. Oh, she also said, I absolutely can't cater to you. You have to function around the shit that I'm doing. You feel me?
Oh, damn.
That's not cool.
Oh, I'm going to continue.
That's right. More.
Now, then she said, but I do have spaces for regular niggas.
Like her fuck buddies.
Now, if you's a regular nigga, you could be on the team.
Like her fuck buddy.
Yeah, that's, you could be a fuck buddy.
In reality.
No pictures.
Right.
You come around, you get to fit in. See how...
This shit way out.
All right. Wow. All right. My question,
I get you.
Okay, how do you? I mean,
Amber Rose, like, damn, like
that's almost like reverse pimping. It ain't even reverse pimping. It's female pimping.
Right.
That's a female with a main nigga.
Right.
But he got to be a celebrity. He got to be 21 Savage.
Right.
And then you could be like a side nigga too. Like, if you want to be a side nigga, you could try to fit in. Right.
Right.
Now, could you fuck with that boogaloo?
A side nigga?
A side nigga with Amber Rose.
A nigga like
me. I think he fit right in. No, I'm kidding.
a nigga like me though, you feel what I'm saying? As a side nigga, I wouldn't want the fame and all that other type of shit,
right,
the pictures
right,
and all
right,
that.
Right,
like,
right,
I don't,
right.
I wouldn't
so
have
that would
no
be
problem.
That would be bold.
Yeah,
that
I wouldn't
would
have no
bold.
Problem with that. For real.
Low.
Yeah, these niggas be wanting fame,
I
wanting pictures, and want to be famous off the bit. I don't care about none of that type of shit. If you
okay.
fuck with somebody, you fuck with them.
Right.
You know what I mean? You don't fuck with them. For that popularity and pictures and the... Nah, that's not what I'm... That's not what you there for.
Right.
Milano. Would you run that type of operation? How you feel about Amber's operation?
Man, I just don't...
She a pimp. She a pimp.
I just, you know what? I just don't get down like that no more. I gave it up. I gave up my pimping. Yes.
No. So you did it early, huh? You got it out the way.
Yes, I was pimping since.
A lucky fan got a chance. A worshiper, a lucky fan got a chance. She's single. She giving her pimp hand down.
Oh man, that
she's a good
funny.
Woman.
I feel you, bro.
Buy all her albums. go to Spotify right now. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, I was just tripping off of Amber a little bit, you know. And then, of course, she was on the Everyday Struggle with Academics and Joe mm-hmm. Budden. And they don't really be fucking around. They got right to it. And they was like,
"Yeah,
we feel like you coaching Black China and taking down Rob. Because, you know.
Right.
We just feel like that.
Right.
She, I mean, that's how I felt. You know what I'm saying? I felt like that.
Right.
But, you know.
Because she has a history of doing that. She has a history.
Who? Who are we talking about?
Amber Rose.
Amber Rose.
She didn't start with Kanye, and she went to... got a baby out of Wiz.
Got a baby out of Wiz.
Smart bitch. You feel
she
me?
She is...
He worth 35 M's plus.
Beautiful. Hey, now...
She's beautiful.
Now, you know what? You know what I really want to tap into is... are these bitches making the stripper lifestyle look like it can work for a bitch?
It's showing proof that the stripper lifestyle can work.
Yes.
Now, yeah. Okay, now.
But you got to be smart.
They're smart with it. They're not just dumb with it.
You got to be smart at what you do. Do it smart.
Now, Amber came straight out and was like, I had a mentor bitch that brought me right in under the thumb and gave me the game off the top. She told me not to drink in the club. She told me not to sell no pussy. Don't do nothing. Well, I don't believe the sell pussy part, but you know what I'm saying?
She sold some pussy.
She had to sell some pussy. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I'm not judging you or nothing.
And
you sold some pussy.
And I'm not judging either.
There's no problem.
You know. But she was like, I wasn't no alcoholic. I didn't do drugs. You know what I'm saying? And I just was about my business. You know what I'm saying? And I adapted all that in my lifestyle and handling these niggas out here. And I don't think it's shit wrong with that. You feel me? Now.
You see my face is a stress.
Okay, so then she said, then she was like, you know, Black China. Now. How you feel about, okay, I don't want to just put the question like that. Okay, the Black China Rob situation, right?
Yeah.
I'm all for, let it be clear, I'm all for bitches taking niggas down. It's like a force of nature. It's like nature, you feel me? If you encounter a bitch that you can't handle and you get done,
that's you. That's
it's like you ran into a lion in the woods and you wasn't prepared for it.
The belly of the beast.
Now,
the belly of the beast.
What he said.
Is Black China a bad person for taking Rob down?
You want me to go first? Or you like to go first?
Okay, let's hear it. Let's hear it from the pimping perspective. Go ahead.
Well, Black China. He a sucker, bro.
We
just
know
gonna
that.
Keep it 100,
wait,
bro.
Wait, but is she? Cause you see it from the gate.
If you get got, you get got like that. I'm pretty sure his sisters, everybody warned him. She took advantage of him like a motherfucker. Everything that was done was out of spite because of the Tiger situation. You feel what I'm saying? You let a female suck you into some shit for her getting back at a nigga. You feel what I'm saying? And she done sucked you up into that. Plays you. You feel what I'm saying?
But isn't getting back at a nigga because I feel like by having the baby, that was a greater goal.
It's petty.
Than getting back at the nigga because see, you cement yourself into history with the baby. The baby is a historical
because
moment.
The baby can be the only Kardashian.
I mean, you understand what I'm saying?
Us all
that's
girls.
Forever. That's forever.
So they can't pass on the Kardashian. You feel what I'm saying? He's the only one that can.
So, okay. Is she a bad person?
She won.
She's victorious.
Yeah, she won.
We should salute that, right?
Man, that shit was fucked up.
I got her up for Mac.
I can't.
Yet. She got
for Mac. I
got to
respect the game. I gotta respect the game. She did that.
Okay.
She did that. And Amber Rose helped him.
Okay, I don't want you to get upset. Wait, hold on. Amber Rose
helped him. Yeah, yeah.
Now you strike me as a real ass bitch out here.
Okay.
Realist.
How do you view Black China as a person right now? 100.
She's about her business.
About her business. Is it good or bad?
It's good.
She won.
It's good for her. It's good for her, you know?
How do your people view that? Like, she did what she had to do.
I mean, she did it.
It's done.
She run it down.
She ran with the opportunity. And ran it all the way down and got everything out that motherfucker.
It's like done.
It's over, right?
It's a done deal.
It's over. Okay, let me continue. I'm gonna continue with some Blac Chyna shit. Y'all may not know this, so I don't know if I can even pull it up. You know she got new nigga, right?
Yeah, Ferrari well, nigga. Well, you know multiple what? New niggas.
Now you remember? You remember what Amber said? How the structure? The main nigga.
It has to be famous and got
then,
money.
And then the subordinate niggas. Right?
Right. See, the lower levels.
Ferrari don't qualify to be a main nigga. He only qualified to throw on Rob Robe and send him a picture. You feel me?
That's He's not famous enough.
Who does that?
Let's examine that. I'm so glad she's here.
Who does that? That's crazy.
What are you doing, B?
I'm like spooked out. Like, why are you in this robe?
Because he took a picture and sent it to Rob to make a plea for money. He wanted Rob to continue taking care of Chyna so everything could stay smooth. Because Rob was getting upset because he found out, you know, and he was gonna stop paying that 16 racks for the rent for the crib.
Right.
So, you feel me?
That's
why he sent him the picture. I don't agree with it. I'm just telling you what his logic.
Right.
You know, I don't understand it. I'm glad you don't understand it. I thought it was some sucker shit too. I got into some arguments with some niggas. Other niggas say, well, that was his only shot to get famous.
I wouldn't want to be famous for that though.
For a robe.
Wearing another man's robe that he was out of the shower naked in, ass cheeks. Like, how could you? It's like putting on another man's boxers or some shit like that. You know what I mean? You just don't do certain shit.
I'm sure he felt honored to be in that robe.
Rob Kardashian's robe.
You know.
Bitch ass.
Okay, so it was some sucker shit. I thought it was some sucker shit, but. My peoples was arguing with me, like, if this is your only opportunity, gain the fame. But then he had the videos where he was rolling around in the bed with the bitch naked. You saw those, a couple of those.
They were kissing.
Kissing.
Yeah, yeah.
I seen that one.
Yeah.
I thought that would have been more appropriate to drop than a robe. Me and your robe. Like,
right.
I don't know. I thought that was some sucky shit.
Yeah.
And then he said Rob offered him, like, $1 million to stop fucking with the bitch.
He
didn't take it. Like,
this nigga Rob got dope. What?
I would have took that ass back out.
This nigga Rob got dope.
Yeah, he does.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You know. And see, then when I heard that he offered, now here's another dimension. See, when I heard that he offered him $1 million, now I don't know if that's true, but in my mind, if Rob offered him $1 million to stop fucking with the bitch. Then I see him taking the bitch back. You feel me? Like,
right.
No matter what, like, no matter who she fuck, what she do,
he'll go back.
You can always come home, bitch. I love you so much. Please.
He loves her.
We have a family. Stop home.
That nigga pussy wet. Let's just keep it 100.
Damn.
He's pussy wet.
Milano, would you have fucked with Rob? Let's say Rob, you'd have bumped into Rob.
Okay.
None of this happened. You out and about, you'd have bumped into Rob.
No.
You couldn't do it.
No.
It's not in you.
No. I don't have time. I don't waste my time. I'm not with the bullshit. I don't have time.
So you wouldn't be like, you know what?
No, it's all about, like, vibes to me. I can't... If the vibe is not right,
It ain't there. It's not.
I don't care who, what, where,
but what if he was cool? What if he was mad at me because his vibe was cool? It don't seem like it's good enough, though. It just...
He was pretty weird on the shows.
You know, like Chyna was talking about, like, he sometimes he didn't take showers and shit, and he didn't change his clothes and wore the same shit. It's a little dirty. He was like a dirty rich nigga.
You know, motherfuckers don't give a fuck. At a certain level, motherfuckers don't care, man. I done heard about wild shit. I done heard some shit.
Keep your hygiene up, bro. That ain't player, baby.
Some of them don't. It ain't even about that. It's just some savage living that you ain't aware of. Like, savage you know, living. Clean shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay a clean savage. Go after. All right.
Oh, I forgot. China new dude. He tattooed her initials on his ear. You see that?
Yeah, I did. I seen that.
Okay, what's your thoughts on that? What did you think when you saw that?
He loves her.
There go that nigga fame. There go his chance for the fame everybody keep talking about. One nigga put on the robe, then the next nigga tattooed the name.
You didn't see the nigga like how she showed it, like he hugged her and then he showed the
shit. He got his fame. He got something out to do.
Okay.
Who took that photo?
Who took the photo?
Well, you know them bitches be having like a whole lot of like homosexual assistants. You ever seen how they move around?
Yeah.
You ever seen them move?
Hey,
yo, that's some.
It's some real shit. They keep shit
move.
Right.
Now Cardi B, I fuck with her. She don't have the homosexuals around her. She got real niggas around her. But these other bitches, I don't know what it is, man. They be having like, these other bitches, they be having like, Amber Rose, for sure. She got like all homosexual dudes around her. Her assistants, assistant to the assistant. They be operating the cameras like slaves and shit, man. Way out shit. Erica, what's the other bitch?
Erica Mena.
Erica Mena, uh-huh. Same shit.
Yeah.
One of the niggas be like her.
Them little faggot. I mean,
one of the niggas be like the beauty motherfucker. Be like the Moor.
The stylist and shit like that.
One of the niggas be the stylist. And you know, it's some bizarre shit, man. And so. So yeah, that's probably who was doing that for her.
Yeah.
What's her name? This bitch got Mariah Lynn. She got them too. She got a bunch.
What's on?
Her team. It ain't as potent as they homosexuals. You know what I'm saying? Because they homosexuals is popping on the gram too and shit. Like they got numbers and shit too. 100,000 and shit like that.
Oh, so they rich homosexuals. Well known, popular.
They popular. They be with her and shit. Right. You know what I'm saying?
So they.